In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about whether the evil eye is real or not. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So today, we'll be talking about whether the evil eye is real or not. First, let's see what we mean by the evil eye. Well, this is something which probably only Muslims believe in. The evil eye, basically, is looking at someone and praising that person and saying, for example, oh, look at that baby, how cute that baby is, or how rich that guy is, how beautiful or handsome that person is. By saying this, they may or may not have a bad intention, but what happens is that something bad may happen to that person who is praised or appears attractive to somebody. For example, someone sees a man who is very polite and is generally good-natured. The person says to himself, if only everyone was like him, it'd be so good. Then that man who was very polite and everyone notices his politeness goes outdoor and gets hit by a car and gets badly injured. This is an example of the evil eye's negative effect on somebody. In Islam, we are told that whenever we see somebody who has a very good character, appearance, or any other positive quality, we should say, MashaAllah, which means, this is what Allah has wanted. Allah has wanted such a person to be handsome, for such a person to have a good character, for such a person to be so skilled at something. So by attributing the good qualities that we see in someone to Allah, we try to cancel out the negative effects of the evil eye. Now, there are some people who believe in it and some who don't believe in it. However, most Muslims believe in it because they see the bad effects of showing their good qualities to others almost right away or in a short period of time. We even have narrations which confirm the truth of the evil eye. There's a narration from either the Prophet or one of the Imams, peace be upon them, that when he was in the graveyard with some of his companions, he said to them that most of these people who are buried here have died because of the evil eye. However, our Imams have given us some methods to shield ourselves from the negative effects of the evil eye. For example, they've told us to recite certain verses of the Qur'an or certain du'as. One of the most famous verses of the Qur'an which one could recite to counter the effects of the evil eye are verses 51 and 52 of Surah Al-Qalam. وَيَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرِ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, the faithless almost devour you with their eyes when they hear the reminder, that is the Quran. And they say, he is indeed crazy, yet it is just a reminder for all the nations. This is the meaning of the verse, the two verses I just recited. Another recommendation is to recite the four surahs that begin with Qul. Suratul Ikhlas, Kafirun, Falaq, and Nas. We also have the three verses of Ayatul Kursi. If all of these are recited together, it would be even better. So as we can see, even though that the evil eye exists, there are certain ways of repelling its negative effects. Now, we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Al-Ain is really almost a universal concept. It's the idea that you can affect people by simply directing animosity towards them. But also the Prophet ﷺ told us, warned us, and in the other hadith, there are examples of this. In one of the Sahaba, saw another Sahaba take his shirt off, he was going to bathe, and he made a remark about his skin, that the fineness of his skin, and the man literally fell immediately. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard that, he said, "Al-Ainu Haqq," that the evil eye is true, it's not superstition, it's something real, that people can harm other people. And so this is one of the things, to say something about somebody, you should always, if you make a remark, you should always say, mashallah, or do something that will ensure that that doesn't happen to the person. And the mi'yan is somebody who's known for this. And according to the ulama, in fact, somebody who is a mi'yan and they're known for that, then some of the ulama actually stipulate on them that they're responsible if they are known for that. And in where I was in the Sahara, there were people that were noted for this, and it was in sometimes in families and things like that. And so when you speak, you should always be aware that if you praise something or say something, you have to make sure that you remind both yourself and the person that you're saying it to that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given that person whatever gifts they have. So some of the scholars, they said the best company are the company of the qawm, spiritual people, because if you do something wrong, they have 1,000 excuses for you, and if you do something right, it's just ordinary for them. It's just something they expect you to do, so they don't praise you for simply doing a good deed or something like that, because what else are you supposed to do? And so it's just the idea of being careful about that. It's very important to do that. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to a man who was known for that, who was an a'in, halla barakta, you know, would you not have, you should have said, tabarakallah. So you say, if you're going to say something about something, what a beautiful car. I mean, I have this is a true story. I won't say who, because you probably know who it was, but he might not want me to say this. But I know somebody very close to me, I totally trust him, and he had got a brand new computer, and somebody gave it the ayn. It just didn't work. So he took it to one of his teachers who did a ruqya on it, started working again. So that's a true story. So people, if you wonder why your car, if you have a really fancy car, it's always breaking down, is people giving you the evil eye. So, but this is something, well, like people used to know about this. Now people just get sick and they don't know why. They don't, you know, because their al-ayn is haqq. And there's people that, who know ruqya, that can treat people. Some people are afflicted with the evil eye, and they don't know why they're sick. They're always sick, and they go, and people tell them. And there's people that can literally remove that from them, and I've seen that and experienced it myself. And I know it's real because I've been a victim of al-ayn.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Rabbi,
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We were talking about the evil eye and whether it's real or not. So we said it exists, and we have verses of the Quran, such as Wa Yakad, as well as narrations from our prophet and imams, which prove the existence of such a thing. One of the ways of repelling the evil eye, which we didn't talk about, is giving sadaqah, that is, paying alms or giving charity, with the intention of the well-being of the person that you don't want to be affected by the evil eye. Okay? If sadaqah is given in this way, the evil eye will be repelled, or at least its effects will be minimized, inshallah. But you know, when we tell some people how there is this thing called the evil eye and everything, they'll be like, that sounds like superstition. A superstition is a belief which is held by a group of people of a specific ethnicity or nation which has existed from a long time ago. However, there's nothing in our top religious sources and references which confirm the truth of such beliefs. And that is why we say that they're baseless and superstitions. For example, the belief that the number 13 brings bad luck, or how you shouldn't clip your nails at night, or else something bad will happen to you, among other beliefs. These are all superstitions because they're not confirmed by religious sources. On the other hand, there are certain beliefs and phenomena, such as the evil eye, which are confirmed in Islamic sources. So you see, even though it might sound odd, the evil eye is something that exists and we might not even be aware of its bad effects. I mean, it's not so complicated. Just like the Satan tempts certain individuals to harass or even attempt to kill other good people, when someone is fascinated by seeing something or praises someone's good quality without remembering Allah, who has created such a person, and without saying MashaAllah, the Satan takes advantage of this opportunity and inflicts harm on that person. There is also the fact that some people have stronger evil eyes than others. Meaning if they find someone attractive and like something in someone, something worse will happen to that person than, say, if another person with a weaker evil eye praises such and such person. However, the good news is that there are so many ways that one can repel the evil eye that it's not really something to be that much worried about. So always remember to say MashaAllah when you're amazed by someone's beauty or good character, and if you feel your spouse, parents, or children are prone to the evil eye, give sadaqah. Recite the verse Wa Yakad, Ayatul Kursi, and the four surahs that begin with Qul, and God willing, nothing bad will happen to them.
About the consequences, I know that it's bad, it's better to wait, but sometimes I can't be selfish, and the only
thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until next time, take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, Allah, save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. Pull me in every time, and
hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need you here.